class today. It's good to see you all here. Before we begin, any comments, questions, concerns, or other things for me? Yes? Sorry? If we don't have a laptop for lab, so if your lab is in Olson 001, then there are computers there. You should have received email in the past 24 hours about that login. I received email about login for Olson. Good. Okay, so you have computers there. If you have lab in Rice 120, you do need to bring a computer. This week, actually, usually you'll always be paired up with somebody, so in general you can hope somebody else will share with you. But you do need to bring a computer if you have a lab in Rice 120. If you have a lab in Rice 120 and you have computer trouble, if you come to my office, we might be able to give you a short-term loaner while your computer is being repaired. I'm only allowed to do that if you actually have a class that requires it, though. So there's that. Other questions? Okay, then let's talk about some announcements. We just mentioned laptops for lab, so lab tomorrow. If you're in Rice 120, bring your laptop. If you're not, you don't need to. If you can conveniently bring a laptop to lecture on Friday, you will find your life more pleasant if you have one. If you don't have one, that's okay. We'll make it work. But Friday, we're going to start doing some actual Java coding, and having a program to follow along with will be helpful for you. So if you can bring one this Friday, that would be a good idea. There is a quiz out. Second week's quiz is out and live. Some of you have already taken it. I probably won't mention that there is a quiz out again. There will be one every week. So take them. There's also coming up, I have heard of the ACM. The ACM. No, okay. So the ACM, the Association for Computation Machinery, is the largest professional group of computer scientists in the world, and they have a student chapter here at UVA. Tomorrow, there is going to be an ice cream social that they're putting on, to which you're all welcome to come eat ice cream and talk about CS or anything else you want to talk about. It'll be at 4:30 on the fourth floor area of Rice Hall. They're served some seating up on the fourth floor. So if you're interested in that, 4:30 tomorrow, Rice Hall, the ACM is having an ice cream social. The last announcement-like thing I have, a student asked me, roughly, I read chapter one, I've come to lecture, I don't see how they're related. A reasonable comment. Many of the chapters in the book we will follow fairly closely. Chapter one of the book, and the past couple lectures and today's as well, are all sort of introduction to the semester. And the book introduces you to what you need to know to understand the book, and I introduce you to what you need to know to understand lecture. They're both useful, but there isn't a lot of overlap between chapter one and the lectures of the past several days. When we get to chapter two, you will see a lot more overlap, and hopefully that connection will make more sense. Anything else I should address before we get to lecture topics? Okay. So, today, we're going to look at algorithms. The book defines algorithm as a set of well-defined steps for performing a task or solving a problem. So, well-defined steps. And I will abbreviate the other half of their definition with a purpose. It does something we want to do. There are definitions of algorithms that contain many more pieces than this. Some definition of algorithms say it has to have a finite runtime. This is very common, right? It cannot run forever. But in general, well-defined steps for accomplishing some purpose is the idea behind an algorithm. You see algorithms regularly. Some algorithms more often than others. So, One example algorithm that we see a lot is a recipe. If you cook, you see them. If you don't, you will. A recipe is a well-defined, hopefully, set of steps for accomplishing some purpose, making food, right? So we see these fairly often. There are other places that algorithms show up. Most pharmaceutical products contain an algorithm for their correct use somewhere on the jar, right? Take two before bed with water, whatever, right? And so on. Sometimes when humans write algorithms, they write ones that are, they might not be as well defined as you might hope. For example, this is one of my favorites that you will find various forms on many shampoo bottles. Lather, rinse, repeat. What's wrong with this algorithm? Yeah. It's not finite. There is a joke that says, why do computer scientists die in the shower? Right? They're repeating until they run out of shampoo. Right? So this is actually a correct algorithm for buying lots of shampoo. That's the job this algorithm accomplishes. If you want to make it more interesting for cleaning your hair, you'd have to get rid of that last step or make that finite somehow. Okay? So we're going to deal a lot with algorithms over the semester. Algorithms are the things we are going to be telling the computer. Code is the way we are going to be telling it them. So we're going to talk today about algorithms. In particular, we're going to talk about addition, because addition has some interesting algorithms in it that we all know and love, or at least know. So we're going to talk about addition and use it to explore some of the ideas of algorithms. Then on Friday and Monday, we're going to sort of see most of the semester in a few days, and we'll take it from there. So, to talk about addition, I'm first going to introduce a little bit of strangeness of Java syntax. Okay? Java is a language that is designed for describing processes, and so one of the things that it has is variables. Okay? Variables have essentially the same purpose they've had in other places you've seen variables. They are names for describing values, right? So we may have a variable named x, and maybe x's value is 3, and we may have... Now, because we like to have lots of variables in programming, they could be more than a single letter long. So we might have, I am a variable, and it might have in it, hi, or something else. Okay? We're dealing with more than just numbers in Java. So we have lots of possible variable names, and they can have different kinds of values in them, different types of values. So we're going to talk about variables a little bit as we go along. They're ways of describing things. We're also going to talk about assignment. One of the strange consequences of the language called Fortran being written in the early 60s, or late 50s, I always forget exactly when Fortran was written, is that almost every programming language under the sun redefines basic mathematical operators to do the wrong thing. And one of them that we are going to see over and over again is the equal sign. In Java, equals does not mean what it means in math. In almost every programming language, it does not mean what it means in math. Equals only works in one direction, and it's called the assignment operator. Okay? So if I see x equals 3, that means change x to hold a 3. It does not mean change 3 to hold an x. It does not mean x and 3 will always be the same value. It does not mean if x is 3, then this is a true statement. If they aren't, it's a false statement. It is changing x. It always changes the thing on its left side to match whatever is on its right side. Now, when I say hold a 3, one way of thinking about variables in programming is as named boxes. There is a name and is associated with a box. We can put things in the box. the equal sign puts something new in the box. Okay? So we're going to use this today. We're going to use it all semester long. At the end of your life, you will think of equals as two different things. There's the equals in math and the equals in programming, and never the twain shall meet. Questions so far? Okay, we will see how this works in a moment. There's one more thing we need to know, at least, about Java before we start looking a little bit at addition and how this fits together. And that is the idea of a method. We talked a little bit about methods last class. Okay? A method is, instead of the name of a value, it is a named set of steps. So add might be a method. It will be a method. It'll be a bunch of them, as we'll see as we go forward today. When we talk about methods, we're going to have to distinguish between two things related to methods. Talk about how to define them and how to use or invoke them. Okay? So there's a difference between describing how to lather, rinse, repeat, to what use all your shampoo, the how-to, and saying go do the lather, rinsing, repeating, the invocation. Okay? So we're going to distinguish between those two as well. So to define a method, there is a very particular way we're going to write this. And it's going to have basically three parts. Okay? There's always going to be a name followed by parentheses. There's going to be something in front of the name, and there's going to be something inside the parentheses. Usually there'll be something inside the parentheses. The something in front of the name is what we get back. So if we were defining a recipe for making pies, this would be the word pie. We get back a pie. If we are describing adding numbers, this would probably be number. We get back a number. If we're describing washing your hair, we would use a special word called void to say there's nothing. We'll talk more about void on Friday. We won't deal with it today. Okay? But there's always, what do you get back? One type of thing you get back. Okay? And then inside the parentheses is what you provide. What do I get back? What do I provide? So we're going to talk about how this works. When we define methods, we'll have these pieces. Let's look at an example. Okay? Let's look at an example to add two one-digit numbers. Okay? I want to add two single-digit numbers. So what does this definition look like? It's going to have something that comes back. I will call it add. And then in the parentheses is what I have to provide it for it to make sense. To add two-digit numbers, I have to provide it with two one-digit numbers. So the way we say that is we say the type of thing it is and what we want to call it. We could call it anything, but we get two digits in. We're going to call them A and B while we're working on them so we can talk about them easily. Okay? And I would expect this to provide back to me a two-digit number in general, right? So some sort of two digits. Okay? Questions about this? Yes? Good question. So maybe it's two digits. Right? What comes back? So hard to say. But it's more than a single digit. I could just say a number, I suppose. And towards the middle half of the semester, a little past the midpoint, we'll start talking about how we make our own types. In the next couple of days, we'll talk about the built-in ones Java provides us. Today, we're just going to be loose and free about it. So yeah, there's some ambiguity. If I add two one-digit numbers, what do I get back? Is it a one-digit number? Is it a two-digit number? Is it two separate one-digits? Is it a one-digit number and a possibly carry? What comes back? So there's some ambiguity there. We'll talk about that in a moment. Other questions? Yeah? Does spacing matter? In Java, Java mostly doesn't care about spaces, but humans do. So we'll talk more about the sort of appropriate spacing styles, where you put spaces and new lines and so on, as we get into looking at some actual Java on Friday and Monday. Other questions? Okay, the other thing that has to happen when we define a method is we have to have a list of statements, the things that you do, the list of instructions, steps that you follow, the set that makes up the algorithm. And the rule in Java and a lot of other languages is you put those between curly braces here. What to do in order. Okay? I'm not going to describe how to add one-digit numbers. I'm going to assume you know how. We'll talk about how to add larger numbers as we go along. But in general, this is what a method definition looks like. There's something that comes back, some name, parentheses, the stuff that goes in, curly braces, what to do. Okay? That's how we define it. If we want to use or invoke that, then we write something simpler. We just write the name of the method, parentheses, and actual values, or variables that turn into values. Okay? That's darker than I expected. There is no types. There is nothing, we don't say what comes back, and if we wanted to do something with this information, we'll use equals, which remember only works one way, to take whatever this gives us back and put it in a box. Okay? How to define, how to use. How to describe how to do something, how to actually do it. Questions at this high level? Yeah?
So which one would be the one that we write in the program?
We will write both of these in programs. Okay? Why would we write both of these? In general, when I'm talking to a computer, I both want to describe how to do things and I want to ask it to do them, right? So usually as I'm working, I will be defining how to do certain tasks, and in describing how to do that task, I'll say, go do other tasks, right? So this second line would sometimes appear between the curly braces of the first, or something like that. We'll see some of this as we go along. We'll start doing the go doing steps. Hey, we'll use the building blocks that Java has given us to do other things. But we'll get into writing our own how-tos. We'll actually do a little of that on Friday and Monday as well, and then we'll back up. So we'll do both of these in programming. Describing how to do something, saying to do it. Other abstract questions before we get into something more concrete? Yes? Two digits is the type that comes back. Okay, so let's see if we can make this a little make more sense. So methods are verbs. They're things we can do, right? So one of the things I can do, as we learned recently, is I can make a paper airplane, right? I could have a method called make paper airplane. the thing that comes in front of that, the thing that comes back, which is sometimes called the return value. What is returned when I use this? It would be airplane or paper airplane. It's the type of thing I get back. I could name my method anything I wanted. I could decide that, but I want to make a new verb for making paper airplanes. I'm going to say that making paper airplane is defined by the word cook. And so I could say airplane, cook, paper, right? And then define how you cook, which creates a paper airplane. Other questions? Okay. Let's talk a little bit about how this works. Okay? We're going to walk through a little example involving adding numbers. How would I define how to add numbers? In particular, I'm going to describe how to add 3 one-digit numbers, given I have a method to add 2 one-digit numbers. So I'm going to assume somebody told me how to add two one-digit numbers, and I'm going to use that to describe how to add 3 one-digit numbers. Okay? So, I'm going to assume someone gave me two methods. And the reason I'm going to use two methods is because this ambiguity about what comes back when you add numbers, is it one digit or two? Okay? So I'm going to have one that's going to give me a digit, and I will call it the ones place add. Okay? And it needs 2 digits. Coming in. I should give these names, digit X and digit Y. Okay? So this will tell me the ones place of the addition. I add 1 and 2, it gives me 3. I add 9 and 9, it gives me 8. It just gives me the ones place, not the tens place. I'm going to assume somebody already did the work to make this exist. And I'm also going to assume I've got another one, which is the tens place add. Okay? Which also takes 2 digits. And it'll either give me 0 or 1, right? If I give it 2 and 3, it'll give me 0. If I give it 7 and 9, it's going to give me 1. It's going to give me the tens place of the addition. I am confused what these two methods do. Okay, so we're going to assume we have these. And given these exist, we will write, we'll define a method that takes 3 one-digit numbers and gives me the ones place, the tens place. Okay? So I'm going to define a method that also gives me just 1 digit. And it's also, I'll use the same name, ones place add. Okay? But what happens if you give it 3 digits? And I forgot that my screen is narrower than my screen. Hold on, let me make this so it'll fit. Okay, so I'm going to have 3 digits coming in. And I want to describe what is the ones place that results from this addition. How do I find it? Given I know the previous two. Somebody else did the work for adding 2-digit numbers. How do I add 3-digit numbers? So, not necessarily in code, but just in English. How do you add 3 digits and figure out the ones place? What do you do? Yeah?
Add 2 of them.
You add 2 of them, and then you add the 3rd one. Great. Does it matter which 2 we add first? No. Which 2 should we add first? So I heard somebody say A and C, so we'll do that. Okay? So we're going to remember the digit that results from adding A and C. Then we're going to use that to add in B and figure out what the answer is. Okay? So I'm going to say X here, my first variable, is going to be the result of a ones place add of A and C. The first thing you do is you add two of the digits. Which two? I picked the first and the last. I could have picked something else, but the way you run this method, that's what you do. And I only am going to remember the ones place. Do I need to know the tens place of that addition for any reason? I think not. Okay? Because the ones place that comes out doesn't depend on the carry bits. We can carry digits. We can throw them away. Okay? And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to change x's value. Remember, equals changes something. To be the addition of the x I got and b. Okay? So put into the box named x the result of adding x and b and keeping the ones place. And then I'm done. So the last thing I'm going to say is, oh, here is the result. Give this back to whoever asked for it. Okay? And there's a special ability to do that in Java, which is called return statement. I say return, and the thing I want to give back. I am leaving out some parts of Java, and we'll talk about the parts I'm leaving out. But we've got enough to sort of see what's going on. I want you to explain something on the board. Yes? Good question. What does equals mean in Java? It means put in the box. Okay, so let's talk about what happens as I... Yeah, you have a question? I may talk about this first. Go ahead.
Would it be wrong to say that x equals works the same way as the function does?
Yes, it would. Okay. And let's talk about what happens. Okay? So I have this method... What happens when I run this method? Okay? Let's walk through what happens if you run this method. And to walk through it, I'm going to need some numbers. So, somebody raise a hand. Give me a digit.
Nine.
Okay? Somebody? Digit.
Four.
And? Seven. Okay, 9, 4, and 7. So we're going to walk through what Java does, or what Java would do if we finished writing the method in Java, okay? But the basic idea of how these variables work in this method. So somebody's going to try to add 9, 4, and 7 using this method, okay? So the first thing to note, I'm going to have to need a new screen. I've got boxes. I start off with 3 boxes, okay? And in these boxes, I have a 9, a 4, and a 7. 3 numbers, they're named A, B, and C. I put them in the boxes. The first thing I do is I add 9 and 7. What do I get back? 6. And I put that in a box named X. That's the first step. Puts a 6 in a box named X. Okay? The second step is going to add what's in the box named X and the box named B, which is a 6 and a 4. If I add a 6 and a 4, what do I get back? A 0. So Java's going to come along. It's going to take the 6 out of the box and put a 0 in it instead. It's going to change what's in the box. All equals mean is change what's in the box. Doesn't care what was there before. We can reuse the box as many times as we want because it isn't math. Equals does not mean equals. It means put in the box. I am still confused by this. Okay. Other question? Yes.
Is there a reason we couldn't use another?
Absolutely no reason at all, except I wanted to talk about reusing boxes. Okay? So I could just as easily have put any other name here I wanted. Oh, what do we want? Let's try, how about if we name this one Dana? Okay? It really doesn't matter. Java doesn't care what we call it. Okay? We can make the boxes named anything we want. Yes? Yeah, so this comes back to a question we asked earlier about spacing. Where do you put everything? Java doesn't care. You can put it all in one line and it'll still run fine. You can spread it all over the place. But humans do. And there's code styles, traditions about how you do it. And the tradition is you put the open curly brace at the end of the line and the closing curly brace on the line all by itself, and there's indentation. We'll talk about all of this as we go along. We'll get to this in earnest really next Wednesday as we start taking it apart. So roughly what's happening today, we're going to sort of look at some big ideas. Friday and Monday, we're going to play around with the vast majority of Java very quickly so you get a feel of where we're going. And then next Wednesday, we'll start taking it apart piece by piece, talking about each element. So as we talk about each element, we'll talk about spacing and what makes good code style and why people like it and so on. So don't worry about that too much today. It's not particularly important today. Other questions? Yes?
How does it know that x is a digit?
How does it know x is a digit? It doesn't, and that's a part of Java we'll talk about Friday. Okay? It turns out we have to tell it what type of thing goes in each box, and boxes can only store one type of thing and so on. And we'll talk about all that, but it wasn't really important for seeing the basic idea of how Java is running. Yes? Yeah, so 10 place add. What I'd like you to do is write 10's place add with 3 digits. Okay? So you've seen 1's place add. Try to make it concrete. Try to write 10's place add. I'm going to have the TAs wander around. If you have questions, flag one of them or myself over. We'll spend a few minutes. You're welcome to talk to your friends around you. Life is more interesting with other people, okay? But see if you can come up with what you think 10's place add would look like. You clear what's going on? You clear what's going on? Great.
Like, it's like for that specific one, for the ones place, like when you do ones place add, there is going to be a tens place. So how do you carry that one?
So there's a tens place add two digit method that gives me the tens place result. Gives me the 0 or the 1. All right, I add 2 methods in the white.
Okay.
So if I do a ones place add of 4 and 7, I get back 1. If I do a tens place add, I also get back 1. Not the best example, right? But if I do a ones place add of 9 and 8, I get a 7. If I do a ones place add, I get 7. If I do a tens place add, I get 1. And so you're writing the tens place add for 3 digits, assuming that you have access to the 2 white methods.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So when you do ones place add, and you do 9 plus 7, so it makes 16. I love it. Like when you're like 9%, I was like, what's going on?
Okay. I've had a couple brief questions. Let me just talk about them in general, so make sure everybody's on the same page. Pay attention for a moment. If I start talking, this makes sense. You're welcome to keep working, but don't talk until I'm finished talking so that people can listen. All right. So let's talk about what is ones place add of 9 and 7. What does this give me back? 6. How about tens place add? 9 and 7 gives me back 1. Okay, it's giving back 1 digit. It's not giving me back a 10. It's not giving me back 16. It's just giving me the tens place. Okay? What you are supposed to be working on right now is writing something that I could use like this. I should be able to write something like 783 and get back 1, right? Because this sums up to 18, so the tens place is 1, right? So your goal is to figure out how to define the tens place addition for 3 digits. Assuming that you have both of these are already available, Okay, you don't have to describe how to do these. Those are there. You can use them to write the new one. Okay? Great. Go about your business. So that must not be what you need to do. How do you act, how do you, as a human, add 3 one-digit numbers? Okay. Right? So you need to tell Java the important parts of that, the parts that will result in the tens place digit. And that will involve the ones place digit, right? Because the ones place digit resulting from the first time matter for the tens place of the next one. Right? So your goal is just to write down how you, as a human, add 3 one-digit numbers. Using these methods. Give it a try. We'll show how it works in a moment. Just give it a try. Okay?
Instead of saying tens plus add something, say tens plus add
five. Was it you?
Say at 1's place at 9.7, so the result will also be 0. So why do you need to like split it into 2 steps?
Because we were describing how to add 3 one-digit numbers, assuming all we knew how to do was add 2 of them. So I can't say how to add 3-digit numbers, add 3-digit numbers. Okay? I can't define things in terms of itself. So I broke how to add 3 one-digit numbers down into terms of how to add 2 one-digit numbers.
Okay. So like, the computer wouldn't understand if I...
The computer knows nothing you don't tell it. So if you only told it how to add 2, it only knows how to add 2.
Okay.
Until you tell it how to add 3.
With the tens, we can add 3 digits.
You're supposed to define how to do that. You're supposed to describe how you would add 3 one-digit numbers, okay, given you know how to add 2 of them.
Okay,
awesome. Okay?
Digit in front of it.
That's the type of thing that comes back.
Okay.
Okay. It just tells Java and humans, when you finish with this, you will get back a digit.
Okay.
It also like helps us distinguish between... It also helps us distinguish between when we're defining a method and when we're using it. We're defining it, it's got that type, when we're using it, it doesn't.
Okay.
Thank you. Great. I think I have a working version of this. I've got something, but I don't think it works. I didn't really do anything because I thought you wouldn't ask. Okay, let's talk about some common ones I saw glancing over people's shoulders that won't work. And then we'll talk about ones that will. So let's start with ones that will not work. So first, let's just write the beginning. We say digit because we're going to give back a digit. We need to say it's a tens place add, because that's the name of the method. And it needs to have three digits. And you can name them anything you want. Okay, I think I put ABC last time and put XYZ this time. It doesn't matter. So, let's start with one thing that won't work. What is wrong with this method? I see something wrong with this. I don't see anything wrong with this. So what's wrong with this method? So there's somebody from the back half of the room that can speak loudly. Yes?
You have to define what the thing is doing it. That's what you want to find what the computer is doing.
Exactly. This would be a brilliant way of teaching if it worked, right? You could come into class, the first day of class, the teacher could say, all right, today we're going to learn how to program. Here's what you do in order to program. Program. Great, we're done. See ya. Right? That's what this is saying. We have defined it in terms of itself. We haven't gotten anywhere. Now, Java is actually designed so that if we put this in Java, it would just stupidly go along and do what we asked it to do. Okay? So it'd say, I need to add 3 1-digit numbers. How do I do that? The first step is I add 3 1-digit numbers. Let me look up how to do that. First thing I do is add 3 1-digit numbers. Let me look up how to do that. First thing I do is add 3 1-digit numbers. Let me look up how to do that. First thing I do is add 3 1-digit numbers. And it's really, really fast, but actually it tries to remember how many times it was doing this, and it will literally run out of memory on your computer in milliseconds. Because it can work so fast. It will just keep this gigantic list of how many times it started over until it runs out of memory to store that in. Okay? And then it will blow up. Not physically, fortunately. Okay? So, this is wrong. That doesn't look very much like a wrong signal. Let me make it a different color. Wrong. Okay, so let's talk about a different way of doing this that works a bit, that looks better, but is also wrong. A equals tens place add, let's do X and Z. B is the tens place add of A and Y, return B. I have something very much like this, except for variable names, on my paper. Be proud, you got the most popular wrong answer. Okay, let's try it out. Let's suppose X, Y, and Z are all 9. Okay, so tens place add of 9 and 9. And tens place add of 1 and 9. And the correct answer? Correct. It's almost impossible to find examples where this works, unless the correct answer is 0. Most other cases, you can find a few. But this will never give me 2 back. I can tell it will never give me 2 back, because B came from adding 2 1-digit numbers. And the tens place of 2 1-digit numbers is never the right answer. Okay? So that first thing is what we might call a semantic error. We said something that doesn't make sense. This second one is a logic error. We said something, it makes sense, it just doesn't do what we wanted to do. It does something else. Okay? So, this is also wrong. Right? So this does wrong thing. Okay? Whereas the first one blows up. So, so many colors. All right. So how do we actually do this? What is the correct solution? I still think I have a correct solution on my page. Oh, we're down to about 10. Okay, great. That's why you're in this class. We'll teach you how to do this, okay? You know how to do this, though, right? You've been adding since you were a little child. And you just, it's so automatic you don't think about how it happens. So let's talk about how it happens as a human, okay? I have 3 one-digit numbers. How do I add them? Well, the first thing I do is I add 2 of them. And I get back both of the numbers. As humans, we get back both of the numbers. We might be able to throw away one of these later. If so, we'll talk about that, okay? Then, I'm going to add these 2 sevens and get 14. Then I've got 2 of these things in the tens place, so I add those together to get 2. And so the end result is 24. This is one way to do it. Okay? There are other ways to do it. But they all boil down to about the same thing. I could have said 9, 8, 7. You add them up ignoring the 10. So you add them all up. You keep track of the running total of the ones. You put the 10 somewhere else. I don't know how you learned how to add, right? But I could say that the running total of this is 6. And that gives me 3. And I put a 1 up here, there. Sorry. That gives me 3. This should be a 3 here. Nope, that's a 7. That's why. Yeah, all right. So I used to be able to add back when I was a kid. And then I add these 2 together to get 2. And end up with 24. Okay. However you do it, there's lots of different additions going in. Including, I need to know the results of adding the ones place. I cannot ignore that. Okay? So as you're programming, the first thing to do is make sure you can do it as a human. Okay? So you're going to have to add the ones place add. I'm going to abbreviate X and Y. Let's put that in A. Okay? Let's put in B the tens place add of X and Y. Let's put in C the ones place add of A and Z, right? The ones place of the first addition plus the remaining one place. I'll also need the tens place add of that, of A and Z as well. Then my answer is going to be the ones place add of my 2 tens places, and I can return the answer. This is ugly. This is way more lines than it ought to be for something as simple as adding 3 one-digit numbers. Okay? But this is how it works. We have to get rid of all of the ambiguity. There's a lot of places we could go from here. To practice this idea of breaking problems down smaller, how do you add 2-digit numbers? How do you add arbitrarily long numbers? Okay? We don't have time to talk about that today, and we won't talk about it on Friday. If you want to play around with some of those things on your own, I'd encourage you to do so. It'll help you think this way. Friday, bring your computers if you can. Thank you.